But let me point out that this has a lot to do with the trend of what's going on, and this has a great deal to do with what you have been saying on this program, with guests like myself, with other people who have talked about these types of earth changes, whether or not it's the Hopi elders or people who are experts on the Mayan calendar or whatever, that we are entering a phase of time, a speeding up, a quickening, as you have said for many, many years. And I remember going all the way back to the original 1990s when we talked about this, about the 2004 to 2005 time frame becoming a fantastically wild period of weather that would be exacerbated by a couple of things, by what I think is a couple of things, in my humble opinion. Number one, we have a solar cycle that we seem to be going through, in which there continue to be a massive, mammoth amount of solar flares, and basically it's supposed to be like an 11.5-year cycle or a 22-year cycle that just hasn't stopped for like the past 4 years or so.
It has been incredible.
And this cycle 23, as they've been calling it, which I think is interesting because you have 23 base pairs of DNA, it's the number 23 has certain mystic and occult significance, hasn't stopped. And I've also been talking on this show for many, many years about a military white paper that was written quite some time ago, which was called The Flight of the Key Bird, which was a B-29 bomber, I think the last one in existence next to the Enola Gay. And this B-29 bomber was outfitted in the late 1940s, early 50s or so, to begin to track magnetics, the northern magnetic pole,
mm-hmm.
Which is what actually opened up the polar routes to commercial airline travel. It was one of the most valuable studies that the military has done, I think, in the past 50 years or so.
I was shocked when that happened, and I remember, suddenly planes were going over the pole.
Indeed. And this occurred because and this is one of the things that they found, and this was then studied by the RAND Corporation in Santa Monica and a number of think tanks, is that this is what terrified them. And there's a huge report on this, a big white paper that you can actually still find today in a book called World in Peril.
Now, let me be straight about what they were terrified of. They were terrified of the amount of solar radiation that they might encounter, or what?
Oh, no. This is what they discovered. They discovered that there's what we call a magnetic north pole, and then the magnetic north pole is actually divided up into there's actually three magnetic north poles, and it is near the natural, what we call the natural north pole. In other words, the magnetic north pole is somewhere near, I believe it's called Boothby Bay, Canada.
Well, yes, it's been drifting westward, right?
It's been drifting towards the actual axis. In other words, there's the magnetic pole, and then there's what we call true north, which is the actual northern axis of the planet. One of the things that they discovered was that the magnetic poles of the planet were relatively stable from when it was first measured, approximately 1800, somewhere in the late 1800s or so.
Yes.
Up until they started actually testing it, up until about, well, when they started doing this, 1946, 47. And one of the things that started really worrying them was that you had magnetic north and true north were starting to come together, and that somehow the Earth had been knocked slightly off its axis, and that this was the result of massive atomic testing that started in 1945. And then, of course, I think they dropped somewhere to the tune of about 1,500 nuclear bombs on Nevada, you know, our biggest enemy, because they dropped the biggest number of bombs there. And that between cobalt bombs and hydrogen bombs and all of the various testing, that the Earth had been knocked slightly off kilter, if you will. And that one of the things that they were discovering was magnetic north was drifting towards true north. And the findings, and I'll put this all in a nutshell because we've got so many other things to talk about.
Yes.
The finding of this is that they found that as magnetic and true north began to drift closer and closer together, that there would, and this was in the report in the 50s, that you would see massive storm fronts, amazing hurricanes. Hurricanes with that they would have to reclassify because they would move beyond, I think, the force 5 that they are, the classification now. The melting of the polar ice caps, all of these things that you find, you know, the quickening on all of the things that are happening now would begin to occur as the magnetic field of the planet, as magnetic north began to move towards true north. Now,
all right. This is all very interesting. Do you believe that? Do you believe the Earth was actually knocked off its axis by atomic testing?
Wasn't a question of believing it or not. This made the front cover of Look magazine in 1967 and was then studied extensively by the RAND Corporation in Santa Monica, who built a gigantic model of the Earth.
You're saying it's fact.
It's fact, yeah. I'm saying that...
Well, it sure is one I didn't know about. I didn't know we'd been knocked off our axis, and that would seem to be a big headline for someone to, you know, put across a newspaper, Earth knocked off axis.
Well, when they printed it in most of the major newspapers, it was just one of those concepts that was too big for people to kind of handle. What the RAND Corporation found, and this is what you'll find the most interesting, is that when they built this huge, and it's, you know, in the think tank right on in Santa Monica, you know, right off the 10 freeway there, they built this huge scale model of the planet that had the magnetic fields and magma and the whole thing. And what happened was is that when true north and magnetic north met, they actually found that their model of the Earth actually wobbled over on its side approximately 60% of the time. The other 40% of the time, the north-south magnetic poles flipped. In other words, the whole model didn't flip over, but the north-south magnetic poles actually flipped.
Right.
And that was in 40% of that. Now, the military was considering keeping all this top secret. Look magazine got a hold of it. It then appeared in a number of magazines across the United States. And it was just one of those things that was like, at first they thought they had to classify it, but people just kind of felt, well, you know, if the Earth's going to flip over, what can I really do about it? And it was just one of those things that was just too big for them. But the biggest thing they were worried about, and this was the most interesting thing in their projections, was is that between approximately 2005 and 2012, that the space between the poles, in other words, it would move slowly at first, 5, 10 miles per year, they felt, and then it would begin to increase 15, 20, 25, 30, get faster and faster and faster, and their projected time frame for massive weather occurrences, winds, and this possible electromagnetic pole shift, possible complete polar shift, was between the years of 2012 and approximately 2014.